1380 WPHN.
All right, 7:41 here on WPHM. It is Thursday morning, and what's going on at the Port Huron Museum? Let's find out by visiting with the executive director of the museum, Susan Bennett. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me in.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well.
Brand new year, and Paleomania is winding down now, isn't it?
It is winding down. Next week is our last week of Paleomania, so it'll close Saturday the 4th. And we've had a wonderful run. We've had some wonderful programming to go along with it, and it really is a quality exhibit and the kind of thing that we love to bring to town whenever we can.
This is a year of fundraising and renovation at the Carnegie Center, isn't it?
It is, and we're within just a few thousand dollars of our goal of $150,000 to start the renovation. And we're scrabbling this last week to get it done because Paleomania closes on Saturday. It packs up and ships to Toronto on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Thursday, we've got a team of sledgehammer boys to come in and do the demolition on the South Gallery so we can begin. But we're just a few thousand dollars short of our goal, and it's been a remarkable ride in just a few months.
That's fantastic.
And it will be so different. We've got to keep on schedule because we have Blue Water Arts, we have our first homegrown exhibit in a couple years, and we've got a huge fall planned.
All right.
So we've got to be on schedule.
The demolition is the fun part in any construction
It is
project.
Because we haven't seen behind those walls since 1971.
Wow.
So those carpeted walls, and if you've had the pleasure of coming to the museum in the last few months and you saw the North Gallery with the soaring ceilings and the five windows, and it's just remarkable. And it is going to be an entirely new place. In fact, we've got three weddings already booked for the Carnegie for this next few months, well, into summer. And of course, the Fort Gratiot Light Station doing our bridal show with you and all those other things. I don't think we have an August Friday or Saturday left. They're all booked for weddings, and that's been exciting too.
That is really neat.
Because the Lighthouse is another unique venue.
It's a landmark.
It is a landmark. It is, and we're hoping to do a similar thing with the Carnegie. Alternate venues.
How much stuff does the Carnegie hold? I mean, you've got to have attics and basements.
We
full
do
of
have
stuff.
Attics, basements. We've got a vault, and we have some offsite storage. And it was a few years ago, it was estimated that we have about 50,000 artifacts. And what's interesting about those is they're all cataloged. So that's actually going to help us as we put together our exhibit for May. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but too late. It's going to be called Inside Out, and we're going to pull out treasures and things that people have donated that most have never seen.
Wow.
And we're from our own collection, we're going to build a very, very cool exhibit.
Neat. Hey, somebody's birthday is coming up in February.
Edison would be 170, which is just amazing to me. And a very cool partnership. Tony George from City Rec contacted us about doing the 1940 movie with Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
And they're going to show the movie at McMorran on Saturday, the 11th of February, which is the 10th is the birthday. And we've used our own Depot Dave, and he's put together some remarkable artifacts, information, that we're going to show in the lobby, have a little mini exhibit, and then we'll be open out of season for one day on Sunday the 12th. But what's remarkable about this, and that I didn't even know all the details, was there was a group from Port Huron that really lobbied to have the grand premiere of the movie, the world premiere of the movie in Port Huron. And from an administration standpoint, they started campaigning to get this from MGM in Port Huron in December, and it happened in February. How did they do that? But Granger Weil, who was then the editor of the Times Herald, and we're lucky enough to have all of his papers, they formed a committee, and it was just a remarkable world premiere. Louis B. Mayer was here, governors, senators, Eleanor Roosevelt. We have a telegram that she sent and sorry that she couldn't attend. It's just remarkable, and we're going to show some of those really neat artifacts.
Because
I didn't realize There were three theaters in town. There were actually more than that, but it was showing concurrently at three theaters. They had a ball in the Port Huron High Gymnasium. It started at 10:30, those late night people. And it's just remarkable when you see all of this, and it happened right here. And so we're going to celebrate that a little bit, too.
I believe my grandmother was at the premiere.
Truly?
Yeah.
Do you have any pieces of paper, any artifacts or anything?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom. I don't think so.
Really,
I'll get on that. I'll see what
cool
I can find.
That's cool, because it was quite an event.
Well, when you think about it, this was a movie that was primarily set in Port Huron.
Exactly.
It's a major Hollywood production.
Major Hollywood production, and Mickey Rooney was the star of the moment.
He sure was.
And actually, we've done some fun things, too. Depot Dave is Dave Dazer, and he runs our depot, and he is a self-proclaimed Edison nut. And he's put together a little presentation of bloopers. And it's stuff that was said in the movie, and he will explain after the show why it couldn't or didn't happen. And it's just a quick little 15-minute gig, and he could go on forever, but that's going to be after both shows. There's going to be an afternoon and an evening performance that weekend. So
what fun.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
And one more thing that we're working on is the Fort Gratiot Hospital, where we've really come a long way in the last couple of years. We're short four sets of shutters and the back ADA entrance, which we're going to do as soon as we can this spring. But we've got a presentation this weekend at 11 o'clock at the Carnegie Center. And Rob Richardson, who is an instructor at SC4, he was actually on one of the first Fort archaeological digs with Oakland University when he was 10 years old. And he's been on many, many since, working with Dr. Richard Stamps and Bruce Hawkins. So he's got a presentation all about the hospital. It's a little bit different. We've had the same people do stuff, and he's got a little different angle stance on it. So that's going to be at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And I think all of our committee members, which is a great committee, they'll all be there, and it's open to the public. So we learn a little bit more about our local heritage, and we're looking forward to that as well.
It's a fun year for the
Port
Huron Museum.
It is a fun year. The calendar is already really full, but that's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. You mentioned that you're still putting money together for renovations.
I think it's $9,000 we're short.
All right.
And it's been a remarkable response from the community, and it does our hearts good, because we think that shows that people believe in what we're doing. It's an exciting project. You know, 1972 was a long time ago, and I was here.
I was too.
But it really needs a facelift, and the board has been very supportive, and the community has come forth with, you know, we've got anything from a $25 star to put on the rotunda ceiling to a $50,000 gallery. So there's plenty of room to sponsor something and have something named. And if you're interested, just buzz. Give me a buzz.
All right. Sounds good. Susan, appreciate you stopping by this
Paul,
morning.
Always. Thank you so much.